Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Property Show on The Morning Run. It's our weekly take on all things property related. I'm Sim Wee Boon. Throughout the decades, graffiti has always been a controversial subject. In most countries, marking or painting property without permission is considered defacement and vandalism. But some say it is a misunderstood art form. It gives cities its character. And no matter what city you go to anywhere around the world, there's bound to be murals and graffitis scattered around. That has led to graffiti to become more acceptable with brands, developers, clients, and even governments who pay graffiti artists to decorate their buildings and products. In fact, some even said that street art can help increase the value of a building. So joining us here today on the show is Chen Lu, also known as Cloakwork, a graffiti artist based in KL, to help us understand the growing acceptance of graffiti and perhaps its future here in Malaysia. So Cloakwork, let's start off. How did you get into this field of street art? How did you become a graffiti artist?
I was studying illustration in a college, and during my time in college, right, I was very bored at art school and I feel it wasn't stimulated enough. So every time I take the train to my college, it passed by Pasar Seni, and a lot of the graffiti, the mural, the color always inspire me and it makes me happy when I see it. So one day I tell myself to do like something extraordinary out of an ordinary student life. And I also a very rebel student, so I think I choose graffiti is, yeah, is the best weapon I have.
Okay, how old were you then?
I think back then I was around 19 to 20 years old, yeah.
And now it has become kind of like a career for you. I mean, how did that happen? At what point did it become from something you want to do just to challenge yourself, to kind of like express your artistic creativity, to now it is actually something that you get paid for?
I think after graduate from college, I worked in a local skate shop showroom and Stussy. And like every day I just design the promotional thing, the new releases. Yeah, I feel like my creativity is limited. So at the same time, I spend every weekend doing graffiti for my own passion and training my skill. And after a while, also freelance keep coming in until a certain time I cannot control anymore, and yeah, I quit my job and take a leap of faith and pursue my career and my passion. And also I'm very thankful for good boss because he allowed me to get a day off during weekday just to do graffiti if whenever the freelance is going on.
So now that it's become a career, I mean, is it something that is very profitable for you, or do you still find yourself kind of like having to struggle to kind of like become a full-time graffiti artist in Malaysia?
I think from the beginning, it's kind of like struggle. Like, yeah, you have to get your artwork out there and yeah, as much as possible so that people can recognize your style and your artwork. And until like certain time, yeah, I just lucky because I got project going on and on and on, and then until now it become a very quite stable. If occasionally is if not stable, then I take like a month off, like holiday traveling to go other people's country to visit them. Yeah, share some like spraycation.
So, okay, so you've been around, you've seen outside, the graffiti scene outside, the graffiti scene in Malaysia. I mean, how is there a big difference from, like, graffiti artists, the acceptance of graffiti outside of Malaysia than in Malaysia?
In Malaysia, people are still accepting because, yeah, it's just a fresh thing in Malaysia yet. But in overseas, it's, like, oversaturated. I kind of understand, like, why European, like, overseas people, like, the public hate graffiti so much because it's too much out there. I think because when they woke up, the first thing they see is graffiti. And then on the way to work, they see graffiti. And after work, they see it's graffiti. And in Malaysia, I appreciate, I also feel like lucky to be born in Kuala Lumpur because the graffiti is just growing. And we have a lot of great artists here to express their creativity on a wall.
okay, even though that we don't have a lot of graffiti in Malaysia, people here still consider it as a form of vandalism. In fact, outside also, people still look at it as a form of vandalism. What do you think about that?
Okay, I think, right, art is subjective and will always be subjective. There is always somebody out there in the world who will never be able to relate to your work, and you can't please everyone. What I can do is, I believe what I do is right and continue to do what I love to do. Just my main is just share the positivity and make the street more colourful. And after all, we are just like somebody who painted the street colourful uninvitedly.
Have you, I mean, you don't have to answer this if you feel uncomfortable, but have you gotten in trouble throughout your, like, journey as a graffiti artist and working in art? I mean, has there been any, yeah, trouble, like any cops or anything try to catch you or something like that?
Yeah, back in the early day, I think just once, like, when me and my friend paint a car park, like, open car park, and the security just caught it and sent to police station. And then the police station, once we arrived in police station, it was so great experience. Like, okay, the police, like, first they say, yeah, I actually don't want to catch you. I don't want to, you are just a student, somebody who just paint, like, nice, colourful stuff. And I have to catch you because somebody, like, security guard, lodged a police report.
So if no one lodges a police report, it's fine, like, you know, like, as long as the, like, no police report, you won't be kind of caught or anything.
Yeah. Actually, when I do graffiti on the street, right, police pass by or DPKR pass by, they will, like, horn and then give us a thumbs up.
Wow, yeah. Okay, wow.
And this one time, right, my friend paint on the street and somebody just complained, and then the police arrive. And the police arrive and sakit kepala, you know, he like, oh, I really like graffiti. But somebody make a report and you have to go away right now.
Wow, okay, okay. But of course, these are because the work that you guys are doing, it's very, you know, it's a nice illustrations, right? Mostly of them are illustrations and stuff like that. They're not like gang related and stuff like that. I guess that's why the police and like authorities are more accepting towards it.
Yeah. We try to stay away from political, government thing, racist issue, like something explicit. Yeah, we try to, our message is very clear. Yeah, we just want to paint the street colorful and make it positive and people can enjoy the color.
Okay, but how do you find the right place to do it? I mean, what makes the location for you to do your graffiti work appealing?
I drive around and I like busy area with a lot of traffic. Like, usually I drive this road and then, okay, pass by, then I remember this road and I go back and I open up Google Map, Google View, and then I find that the spot and screenshot it and I start to plan, like, okay, this surrounding, what graffiti is suitable for this wall. It also gives the road user a bit of entertainment, and also I like tourist hotspot. It somehow invite people to stop and just look, and maybe out of disgust or admiration, it doesn't matter. It creates a conversation.
What would you say towards how does graffiti benefit a community, the buildings of a certain area, and can it even enhance the value of a property?
First, I think it helps a place and environment looks a lot less rundown and brighten up the surrounding. Pretty much like a repurposing and underused space. Yeah.
Okay, when you kind of like do your own work, your own kind of like I want to do it to express your creativity, are these properties like what if it's privately owned? What if it's like a restaurant or something like that, but you're doing the wall? I mean, do you care about that? Do you ask around? Do you ask for permission? Or like, you know, what's that like?
Yeah, I think usually for private property, right, we respect the private property space. And usually, I think most of the time we ask the shop owner if we can paint something nice for their wall to cover their previous wall, which is dirtied by along the shaklun with paste and some hanky-panky massage stencil. And for the road, for the street, where it's owned by the public, I think it's very, if applied for permit from government, it took a long time, and also I think it's not possible. So we just risk our own safety and just do it. Yeah.
We'll be right back with more after these messages. Stay with us, BFM 89.9.
The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're tuned in to the Property Show on the Morning Run. I'm Sim Wee Boon, and with me here today is Chen, also known as Cloakwork, a graffiti artist based in KL, to talk about graffiti's, its growing acceptance here, and how it can enhance properties. Okay, so Cloakwork, you have gotten jobs from clients like Petronas, Asia, CIMB, to name a few. And these guys, in terms of being mainstream and big, they're pretty much the biggest in Malaysia. Do these guys, when they engage you to kind of like help, like you told me before off air just now, you helped with Asia's office, do they actually know what they want when they engage you, or is there still some degree of education you can help them?
For Asia's case, I think first they already have a solid concept of what they want, and they need to find a local artist like the style is same with their brand guideline, and yeah, they pretty much clear about what they want, and yeah, they approach me for the execution and my own take for how to make this concept and idea into next stages and how to develop it. Yeah, and it's really, really enjoyable moment. And also the best part about the big client is that they are approach me for my idea and art style, which I mean I have the freedom to propose and explore many options. The education work both ways. They share their goals with me and I introduce new idea and concept to them.
Apart from Asia, decorating Asia's office, I mean, what other projects, big projects that you've done on? And maybe you can tell me a bit about those projects.
I've done like 2 big murals in Taiwan, 2 also located in Kaohsiung.
And you were paid for that one, like yeah. Someone engaged you. Who, yeah. Who were the people that...
One is for the festival and then one is for the job, yeah. It's funded by government and a local graffiti store. And another one is I was commissioned by Toppen, which is next to IKEA Johor Bahru, to paint on their active zone, which is the more like rock climbing, skate park, basketball area.
And so when they kind of like ask you to do this, right, is it just as a form of decoration or is there something more to it? Like when they tell you this is what they want?
I think they just want to paint something that like, okay, attracting people to go there, make the space more colourful so you can attract the younger people to spend more time at there. Yeah. Imagine if there's a like plain wall, people wouldn't like notice what's going on, what's that area for. Yeah. It's like something that complement to the space.
Okay, I want to ask, if you have a chance to kind of like paint anywhere in KL, except for the places that you've already painted, but like this one is like no holds bar, I can provide you all kinds of equipment, where would you want to pick to paint?
Oh, this is a very great question. And I would like to paint at KL Tower, at the tip of the KL Tower, yeah.
The kind of like the building itself.
Yeah, something that represent Kuala Lumpur and everybody can enjoy it.
Okay, but I mean, do you feel like it's encouraging that like these clients and, you know, they actually are open to employing a graffiti artist? I mean, do you see it growing? Do you see more clients coming out now to kind of like accept graffiti?
Every company is trying to like make the image looks more younger, because to attract more young people to work with them, one of the method is to make the office look cooler, looks younger, looks very, very like modern, and they up graffiti artists to help them. Yeah, because I think most of the fret grad now is the youngster. Yeah, they want to attract as many young people work with them as much as possible.
So how do you make an office or a space to look younger? I mean, how does graffiti help in that? Like, what kind of imagery promotes that?
First, I will like study their company background and everything, like what they do, what they're offering, what their brand guideline, their key message. And then I propose to them like, okay, like this space is good for this graffiti because it can release the tension in the office. Well, when people look at them, they will feel like more comfortable, like more motivated. Yeah. And this space, like let's say a pantry part, they prefer like something fruit, like food, yeah, some healthy, like giving them like eat healthy kind of thing.
Okay, so how long, okay, when you're going to do something like that, I mean, how long does it take from start to finish? I mean, okay, you've done your meetings already, you've got decided on what you want to draw. How long will it usually take?
Usually after first meeting, I will like allocate a week for me to do my research and development, like to sketch out like the rough idea, and then for client to see if that's okay, that's what they want. And after that, proceed to detail and coloring. Yeah, another week. And then finally, just, okay, they set a time. Okay, allocate. Okay, this time. Okay, you can walk in and do your job.
So give or take about 2 to 3 weeks, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. But I mean, have you had like, when, what would you say like is your longest ever like job? And have you spent like a month, more than a month on something like that?
I think the longest job I've done is my biggest mural, which is located at Redkill Asia. It took about 14 days to 16, yeah.
Okay. Is it expensive being a graffiti artist in KL?
Well, my life motto is give and take. And what I believe I earn from the commission job, I will spend some for the street, like, yeah, for painting the street for fun, for free, for the community. And yeah, it's kind of like graffiti, basically, is kind of very expensive hobby. And like a spray can cost up to 28 ringgit. Yeah, like the imported one, odorless free, UV protected. Yeah.
How long would like the spray can last you? I mean, depending on the size of project, let's say like, I can't even imagine, like, you know, like a 10-foot wall like that. You know, if you're doing something like 10-foot size, I mean, how many spray cans do you need?
10-foot size is not that big.
Oh, okay. 50 feet.
Okay, I give you a rough idea, right? Let's say 10 feet times 10 feet, okay. And it use around 24 cans, yeah. Depending on how many color you want to play, okay, it can be 12 to 30, yeah.
When graffiti started off years and decades ago, it's seen as something that is rebellious, anti-establishment. Now it kind of has entered into mainstream culture. What do you think about that? Like how the transition from it being something that was rebellious to kind of like something that is pretty much mainstream?
I can't say that it's good or bad, but it is definitely more on the positive side. And graffiti is getting noticed and accepted as an art form. Artists get to earn from their passion. But at the same time, some clients just jump on the trend just because they want to stay relevant and they don't care about your art style or your direction. Also, a lot of newcomers undercharge their work and that causes a lot of depreciation.
Okay, cool. And that's all the time we have for today's property show. Thank you for being on the show, Cloakwork. That was Chen, also known as Cloakwork, a graffiti artist based in KL. You can find him on his Instagram. His handle is at Cloakwork, C-L-O-A-K-W-O-R-K. We've got a 10 a.m. news bulletin coming up next and followed by Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.